Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now with Teresa, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Guys, just in case you have not subscribed to our channel, please do so now by clicking the red subscribe button. Also, click the notification bell so that you will always stay in the know when we drop a new video. Well, guys, in the news today, we see that Pastor Joel Osteen has decided to return to in-person worship service after 7 months. That's right. Lakewood Church in Texas reopened its doors for its first in-person worship service on Sunday since the COVID-19 pandemic-related restrictions began in March. Now, it is said that an emotional Pastor Joel Osteen spoke about reigning over problems to more than 4,000 people. And this is what he said. He said, about a month ago, or a few weeks ago, I felt like God put in my spirit it was time to come back, said the pastor of the Houston Mega Church, which held the indoor service at 25% capacity. Attendants were required to wear masks at all times and follow the social distancing. You know, you got to follow the rules and regulations in order, you know, to praise and worship God in the sanctuary, you know. And so he said, this is what he said. He said, we've never been closed. The building was closed, but can I tell you these last months, we have had our greatest outreach of ministry in 61 years. Osteen told the congregation that, he says, sharing that 12 million people watched the service online during Easter weekend. And so, guys, that now, you know, I'm going to stop right here, but that's a lot of folk. You see, 12 million people watched his service online. That's a lot of people watching. And so he said, God has raised up Lakewood for this time. Hey, when does the world need hope any more than now? During his sermon, Osteen said, we were not created to go through life overcome by problems, struggling to make it in mediocrity. God created us to reign, to be the victor, not the victim. Hey, I like that phrase right there because you know what? I always say that. God didn't make me to be the victim. I am a victor. I'm an overcomer because Jesus Christ is overcomer. How about that, y'all? I always say that. Come on. Come on, Pastor. I agree with you on that. So he says, we can reign over all our problems, things that have been reigning over you, the loneliness, the guilt, the bad breaks. There's about to be a turnaround. It's your time to reign. He later added, you don't have to be perfect. We're all made mistakes. It's not so much about your performance. It's about your heart. Keep God first place. Do the right thing when it's hard. Say no to things that are pulling you down. God is saying to you what he's saying to Joash, 2 Chronicles 23. It's time for the king's children to reign. Calling on the congregation to be believers, not doubters, he stressed. God's brought us this far. He's going to continue to protect you, give you wisdom. Let's watch God do what he's famous for, shedding mouths of lions, parting Red Seas, and bringing us through pandemics. Since the onset of the pandemic, Lakewood had been holding services online. Pastor Osteen told the congregation that it had been tough preaching to an empty hall during the pandemic. The last time the church held an in-person service was in March. After the service, Pastor Osteen told ABC 13 that he didn't want to pressure people to come because some, especially older people, still need to be careful. And this is what he had said allegedly. He said, I was so excited to walk in the building and see all the people that came. You feel enthusiasm and passion. There's faith. There's nothing like a building filled with faith-filled people. I felt overwhelming. It felt emotional. Couldn't see their faces, but to feel the warmth, the incitement, the applause, people wanted to worship, he said. It was like meeting a family member after a long time, he added. Before reopening, the church had announced in a statement, for the past 6 months, we have been consulting with medical experts here in Houston and adhering to the guidelines set by the Texas governor and the Houston mayor and feel that it is the appropriate time to begin reopening the church for in-person worship services. According to the Barna Group, more than half of pastors have now resumed in-person worship services, many with precautions in place. Some megachurches have chosen to remain closed during the pandemic, including North Point Community Church in Georgia, Saddleback Church in California, and the Potter's House in Texas. And so, guys, what do you think about this story? About Pastor Joel Osteen has reopened in-person worship service. I would love to hear your feedback. Please leave your comment below. So I'm going to back up out of this story. I'm going to ask that you please stay safe, hug someone, and tell them you love them. Until the next video and until the next broadcast, guys, you go in peace now. Love you. Bye-bye.